Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Saturday, July the 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And it being Saturday, that means we have a Holy Spirit story to share. This one is entitled, The Miracle of Jesus' Presence, with Deborah von Brecht. Our text for Saturday is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from Deborah von Brecht. It is a story of struggle and hardship, and yet of persevering faith. It overflows with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I appreciate her sharing with us all and know it will bless many who are facing seasons of loss and challenge in these days. Below, you will read it if you're reading in her own words, and you who are listening will hear it in Deborah's own voice.
I was born with a deformed heart at a time when heart surgery was in its infancy. My life expectancy was 3 to 4 years without medical intervention. 1 week before my third birthday, I had surgery to reroute the blood flow from my heart to my lungs. That kept me alive, but not normal. I grew up watching other kids play. I was often left out or left behind when I tried to participate. I spent more time with my parents' friends than with my peers. I often prayed, asking Jesus to make me normal. All I wanted was a normal life. But that wasn't God's plan. When I was 16, I finally had surgery to correct all of the defects in my heart. I was so excited to be, quote, normal. I got to take hikes with my family, play in the band, and take PE for the first time, which I almost flunked because I had never developed coordination and physical awareness. I went to medical school, got married, had 2 sons, and had a thriving medical practice. However, in my early 40s, my heart began to fail. I had more surgery and procedures. None of them restored my normal life. I had to leave the career God had called me to and all of the families I had been caring for and loved. I was angry at God and full of grief. But one thing remained steady through all of this. Jesus was always with me. I cannot remember a time when I didn't know Jesus and feel his presence in my life. Raised in a tradition that has a prescribed way of becoming saved, I was confused by this. I was baptized at the age of 6, not because of some new commitment, but in response to prompting from God that it was time to do so. I had no before Jesus, after Jesus testimony. One day, my father told me his story. When he brought his tiny blue baby girl home from the hospital, he took her into the backyard and raised her to heaven. He gave his daughter to Jesus and begged him to spare her life. I believe Jesus answered his prayers and took me into his arms at that moment. I was his for life. This year, I reached a milestone uncommon for people with my heart issue. I turned 70. I have been through divorce, 2 more heart surgeries, unexplained medical issues, the loss of my practice and health, pain of arthritis, depression, and much more that would take too long to share. But I have always had Jesus beside me and his spirit in me. Philippians 4:7 is a reality for me. Through all the pain, rejection, and fear, he has protected my heart and mind from bitterness, anger, and despair. I love him more than ever and continue to serve him. His grace truly is sufficient.
The prayer. Father, how we thank you for Deborah and for this testament of faith and devotion in the face of hardship and loss. Thank you for this milestone of 70 years, and may we be so bold to pray for many such milestones to come. Help us in our disappointments, losses, and hardships to know your nearness. As Deborah says, Jesus beside me and his Spirit in me. And to be guarded in heart and mind by the peace of God. Thank you, Jesus, for the miracle of your presence. You truly are enough. Praying in your name. Amen. The journal prompt today: how does today's story help and encourage you in the hardships, losses, and disappointments you are facing in your life? Who might you reach out to with the encouragement of this story today? And it being Saturday again, we're going to sing our Saturday song. It's a spiritual song. You know the drill. Hymns on the weekday, spiritual song on Saturday, and singing a psalm on Sunday, the Holy Trifecta. We're going to sing Sanctuary. You know the words. We'll sing it through twice. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen. Well, I want to encourage you today as we get ready to hit the Saturday fields. You are a sanctuary. The Holy Spirit is indwelling you with the very presence of the person of Jesus. And we're learning to listen. We're learning to trust. We're learning to lean in, to take risks of faith, right? You remember, how do you spell faith? R-I-S-K. We're learning to trust the promptings. Don't overanalyze it. Don't overthink it. If the Lord highlights somebody in your mind, just trust it's coming from the Spirit and respond. Move with it. That's how faith grows. That's the whole reason I started telling, I started by telling my own Holy Spirit story of the dirty Kroger and my great fail. What I call my Holy Spirit fail wasn't the Holy Spirit failing. It really was me. But that's when I began to get all kinds of these stories sent to me from others. And the whole point is to say, this is what it looks like. This is how the Spirit works. And we've seen week after week after week, ordinary situations that become charged with the presence of an extraordinary God. And that's what it means to be a witness, right? We're bearing witness to what God is doing and has done. So send your stories. Every week I put that PS, I'll read it today. I'd love it if you'd send a story of faith from your life we might use on a Saturday in the future. We'll be glad to attach your name or a pseudonym or anonymity. It's up to you. It can be a story of coming to faith, a story of transformation, a story of healing, deliverance, suffering and sufficient grace, family reconciliation, prodigal returns, answered prayer, unanswered prayer, and so forth. A word count of 500 to 800 words works well, but we're not legalistic about that. Of course, we can't guarantee publication, but we can assure you of our prayerful discernment. And you can just reply to the email that you got in your inbox. Send the story. It'll come to me. May take me a minute to get back to you, but eventually I will. So pray about that and err on the side of risk. We're headed into a new series in the Wake Up Call coming after Acts Season 2. We're going to launch into Exodus, and we're going to go all the way through Exodus. It'll start right about the end of August. It'll take us all the way up to Advent. And because of the, I mean, there's 40 chapters in Exodus. It's going to be a little bit of a marathon. And we've had to go ahead and push our readings to 6 days again. So we'll be taking a temporary hiatus from Holy Spirit stories in the fall. But I love to build up the bank. I love to keep putting the money of Holy Spirit stories in the bank and letting them ripen and letting them just ferment. And the day comes, we'll be back to them. We'll start sharing again. But that's just a little snippet of what's ahead. Hey, it's Saturday. And you probably got time for another cup of coffee and some fellowship with those around you. But grab your seeds, be ready. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.